The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
In a brutal loss in Philadelphia, Josh Allen put up a phenomenal performance. We'll talk about how the Bills quarterback has looked as of late.
The Bills Super Bowl or bust season stands 6-6. Could we be watching the last breaths of the Sean McDermott era? We dive into that question.
And what realistically are the Bills' playoff chances? The Play Action Podcast starts now.
The Bills are on a bye this week, and boy, if any team ever needed a bye, it's the Bills, because the loss in Philadelphia was a colossal bummer. They are 6-6, and it was especially a gut-wrenching loss. Do the Bills have any other way to lose besides gut-wrenching? Because they wasted just an epic performance by Josh Allen.
Yeah, Josh, he threw for 339 yards, two touchdowns, ran for another 81 and two touchdowns. I think even just some of the plays he was making, we talked a lot this season about, you know, what happened to Josh Allen. And I mean, he's back. This is the one we were looking for a long time, right, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote a column a couple weeks ago, you know, Josh seems to have lost his mojo. I felt like that was the column to write that week. I feel a little bad about it now because he has just been sensational. I mean, it's just incredible. It was the fifth most yards he's ever produced in his career against an Eagles defense that is outstanding. I mean, and the plays he made. Let me rattle off for it. The Diggs touchdown pass where he hangs in the pocket. He had Kincaid open in the flat for maybe a first down, but it's late in the first half. He waits for Diggs to get all the way across the field and puts the ball in an incredibly tight hole. The wheel route to Cook on the left sideline where he kind of goes a completely across the field late in the down under pressure, 29-yard gain. The Diggs corner route in the second quarter where he hangs in a incredibly tight pocket and throws a 22-yard pass. That was just like unbelievable. And unfortunately, they missed the field goal on that one. And then, you know, his rushing. Unbelievable how he is so hard to take down. It's just an epic. The guy is, you know, it's a shame that they didn't win because it was an MVP performance, really.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting kind of in the larger picture of what can this offense do under Joe Brady. A big part of that is Josh Allen, and Sean McDermott after the game was saying he does see kind of that confidence is back. He said that kind of since the win the previous week too, of just the last 2 weeks, he's seeming better and better. And that could be a number of things as part of that. But certainly this is a game that builds your confidence right back up, I would say.
And if that's the kind of play this offense and Josh produces, maybe they can still make the playoffs against all odds. And you know, you got to hand it to Brady again. There hasn't been a major change and shift in what they're doing, but they've gotten back to doing a lot of the things that they did earlier in the season under Ken Dorsey and Josh. Is unstoppable. I mean, it's breathtaking. That game, again, it is incredible that they wasted that kind of performance. It's just unbelievable how good he was.
Yeah, which I guess maybe I'm going to counter what I just said. That does kind of bring into question the confidence part, where if you lay it all out there like that and you don't win, what does that do to you? But I think just kind of seeing, you know, doing what this offense did against the Eagles defense, there's a lot that they can take from that, even though, like you said, it's a gut punch to then end up losing.
Let me just interrupt this podcast. This is my championship trophy, the George Best Cup. I've won my league, English Premier League fantasy season 2 years in a row. I'm defending champ, so I'm very proud of that. Yeah, I think, you know, I maintain that a big part of the firing of Ken Dorsey was Sean McDermott determined they needed a shakeup. They needed a departure. And certainly, maybe it helped Josh to just go out there and hang it all out. You know, it's a joy to watch the guy play, even in defeat, honestly.
Yeah, and I think he did take that as a wake-up call for sure. I mean, you remember his press conference right after Ken Dorsey was let go. Josh very much put it on himself, saying, like, if I make a few more of those plays, Ken Dorsey, a guy who I like a lot, is still here. Yeah. And I don't know if that's something that's been motivating him since, but it was something that it was very clear where he was putting that on him of, if I don't, you know, have these turnovers, if I don't do this or that, then, you know, this move doesn't happen. So I think either way, it lights a bit of a fire under him. We just talked about how maybe earlier in the season, we possibly overreacted on Josh Allen, seeing what he's doing now. Now could be in for overreacting again. Let's talk about Sean McDermott for a bit. I think now that the Bills are coming off of this loss, they're 6-6 after, you know, we're preseason Super Bowl contenders and now sit at an even record. There's a lot of heat on Sean McDermott. Mark, what are you thinking about, you know, what we're seeing here right now from the head coach?
Well, my anecdotal polling, unscientific polling, suggests the people I know, 90% of the fans I know want Sean McDermott fired yesterday. I don't know if it's 90% in the whole stadium, but they're not happy, as you would expect. I think that I'm willing to be the jerk here and remind everyone they're 68-41 under McDermott, who took over a shipwrecked franchise, and he's an outstanding leader. He's hired outstanding assistants overall, and he's a good head coach. Now, I'll let me say this. Let's take page one of Abraham Lincoln's general manager playbook. Says, don't make a decision until you have to make a decision. So let's see where it stands. If they, you know, roll down the stretch or route Miami in the finale and miss the playoffs on a third tiebreaker, that's different than if they lose to Kansas City, Dallas, and Miami, go 8-9, and they're number 11 in the AFC. So let's see. I think McDermott deserves a tremendous amount of credit. You know, I think there is a question, is the door closing on this era, and should they make a change? We'll see how it finishes.
Yeah, I agree with kind of seeing what the rest of the season plays out, but I would say, similar to Mark, anecdotally, the people I'm talking to are not happy right now, and a lot of them are pointing to the big games in the playoffs. So say, you know, just kind of looking at what the history has been there, a team that has been really strong and is just kind of wilted in the end of some of these big games before, whether that's regular season, whether that's playoffs, it's just kind of getting over that hump right there. And so I think that's part of the conversation too. Even though, to your point, this team has made a very big turnaround since he took over.
Well, I think the one score games are an issue that he's dealing with. They are 2-6, I believe, in one score games this year, with, you know, some incredible losses. His defense, it's a legitimate gripe that his defense has come up small in the fourth quarters. I wrote about that in today's Buffalo News. He's 28-28 overall in one score games. Kansas City since 2020 is something like 28-11 or 29-11. I wrote about that too. That's a legitimate beef You know, and then, you know, you have the this is, we're going to have plenty of time to talk about this, but, you know, this team is headed toward salary that next season is going to be hard to be field as talented a team as this season, because of salary cap concerns. So, yeah, there's a lot to unpack there, but let's just, there's no doubt Sean needs to have a good, Sean would help Sean a lot if he had a pretty good finish here.
Yeah. And the defense in particular, where at this point, you know, since the end of last season, Leslie Frazier's gone, Ken Dorsey's gone. There's not too many other changes really to make at this point on the team. But when we mention the talent of defense, I think it's important maybe to note the injuries for those late game finishes where maybe the defense is a little better when you have guys like Matt Milano in there, Tre'Davious White in there. I mean, even Daquan Jones, they've been so banged up. And I think that kind of, there is blame to place on the play calling, but there is different play calling that you can do when you have a different caliber of guys in there. And
that,
you know,
that is such a great point, and people don't want to hear it, but, and it applies to the Eagles game in the sense that the Bills, and, you know, maybe you can criticize Sean for this, but they did not want to play man. They did not trust their secondary to play man against AJ Brown and Devonta Smith. So they sat back in zone and tried to put a cap on the passing game, which they basically did. But that was inviting the Eagles to run. And by the second half, the Eagles, the light clicked on and they did run. So you're playing light boxes and you're against the run against that offensive line. You're going to give up yards, and the Eagles unlocked the solution in the second half. And, you know, you just go back to that late run where Taron Johnson's playing essentially linebacker, and, you know, the run gets out to wide left. So, you know, you can't stop everything, and they did not want to play man coverage, and they played almost exclusively zone. Obviously, on the last touchdown, they went an all-out blitz and played man, but and gave up the quarterback draw. Sean acknowledged that was his, you know, bad call in that situation. You know, he was desperate. But you know, the problem is, you get him, they get gotten to the 12-yard line. You know, I'm not saying they couldn't have stopped him, but you know, they didn't stop him at the end of regulation, at the end of overtime. It's not too much to ask the defense to get a stop. But like you said, your big playmakers, Milano, Trey White, Daquan Jones, they're not there. Those are the talent creates plays to get a stop, too. Okay, the Bills are 6-6 here at the bye. They stand 10th in the AFC playoff race. They are not mathematically eliminated yet. Next up is Kansas City. They aren't mathematically eliminated if they lose to Kansas City. Catherine, you know, how realistic do you think? Can they go on a run?
Well, I think there is a large difference also between mathematically and realistically, where if I'm correct, I don't think the Panthers are technically mathematically eliminated yet, which means sometimes there's a lot of math that goes into these scenarios. But as far as the Bills, I mean, let's just look at what they have coming up. They're at Kansas City versus Dallas, at LA Chargers versus New England, at Miami. So look, there's some tough games mixed in there. And Mark, you've been looking a little more than I have at the New York Times playoff scenarios. What do you think they need to do over this stretch?
Okay, well, so just the computer models, okay, give them a 14% chance to make it right now with 5 games to go. Basically, so they have to go 4-1. I mean, they have to go 5-0. They've got a 98 or 99% chance to get in. 4-1, they must go. If they have that 4-1 has to include a win over Miami in the regular season finale. They look they have to beat Miami in the race. So lose to Kansas City, but win their last 4. The playoff machine says they actually have a 67% chance to make the playoffs. That's not that bad. Okay. Go 4-1, but lose to Miami, and they only have a 42% chance to make the playoffs. So, you know, if they could somehow steal the Chiefs game, and again, their inability to close out games gives me little confidence that that they can close out Patrick Mahomes if he gets the ball with 2 minutes left, down 8 or less. But if they can somehow steal the Kansas City game, you know, then they got Dallas at home, Chargers, New England, you know, maybe. But it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about kind of this team big picture right now. How much trust do we have in them to close out some of these games or even just to win them, I think is a very different conversation than we would have been having at the start of the season. You know, right now we always knew the Philly, Kansas City, Dallas stretch was going to be rough. You know, thought it would have been previously a little harder until the early season injury when you throw in that Jets game. But right now they need to win so many of these. Mark, kind of where's your level of confidence?
I'm confident in Josh Allen and the offense. Okay. So I will say this, it's not going to be boring. The last five games are not going to be boring. So I am confident that this offense is tough to stop. They have a true, unlike at any point, and here's another sad thing, you know, better than at any point in Josh's career, they have a real running game that they can lean on, a better running game than Josh has ever had, which is crazy to say with them being 6-6. They can give these teams problems that I'm not that confident of them. I'm not confident at all that they will go to Kansas City and win. But I could see them winning the next three after that. So it's not over. It's not over yet.
No, and I think that's one thing about this team is they love the drama as far as like this could go either way based off what they do over this next stretch. It's not actually over, even though it very much feels like that to people. You know, they do control their own destiny, but they need to actually win out at this point, or 4-1, like you were saying, realistically, to make it in there. And I don't know. I mean, I think just a week ago, we were talking about how they match up with Philly versus how they match up with Kansas City. But at this point, you know, when you see them put up performances like they did against the Eagles and still fall short, it just puts so much more pressure on this team to actually win it.
It's weird because the Eagles got outplayed by Kansas City and the Bills. but you got to hand it to the Eagles. They have, you know, they have horses, they have studs, and Jalen Hurts is a stud. Their field goal kicker, obviously, is a stud, Elliott. So they have more stud players than the Bills, I think Philadelphia does. You know, like I said, I think I'm not expecting a win in Kansas City, but like the calculator says, it's still not over. If they win out after that, they still have a better than 50% chance to make the playoffs. So, you know, can a team that lost at home to Denver and lost to Mac Jones go 4-0 in the last month of the season? We'll find. I don't know.
Well, we will find out for sure. And we'll be covering all that, you know, throughout it for y'all on BuffaloNews.com and wherever you get your podcasts. So make sure you keep listening as we chronicle what happens with this Bills season.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations, Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.